Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell, said the fund has been engaged in humanitarian work to assist persons affected by the volcanic eruption and has also been working to help with the long-term restoration of the forest.
The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund has been involved in the humanitarian effort by assisting evacuees with basic food supplies and water. We have been bringing drinking water over from Mustique, from a desalination plant there, and providing water to many families. In addition to the immediate efforts that we have in relation to the humanitarian relief, we are also looking in terms of being involved in the long-term work that would be necessary in terms of the restoration of the forest.
Ms. Mitchell said many of the country's forested areas have been completely destroyed and fragile ecosystems have been significantly impacted by the volcanic eruption.
One of the tragedies of this volcanic eruption is our ecosystem, because in the top third of the island, you know, the forests have been completely destroyed. Vast areas of the forest are either dead or dying because they're still being threatened now by the lahars. Fragile ecosystems don't stand a chance against the lahars, against the pyroclastic flows. So essentially, the biodiversity in the northern part of the island is totally under threat right now, and there are fears that our St. Vincent parrot, as well as our endemic whistling warbler, which is another bird, are now seriously threatened by the recent volcanic activity.
Ms. Mitchell said the conservation groups which have assisted the country over the years are now working together to support the Forestry Service in its restoration efforts.
So the conservation groups that have been working with St. Vincent over the years are now coming together to work together with forestry to lend whatever support we can to give, to make sure that the members of the forestry department who are on the ground actually assessing the damage, and that they're able to have the support that they need. Because right now, for example, all the members of the forestry team that have to go out into these very difficult conditions to check on the status of parrots, to take food for the parrots to make sure that they do not die from starvation. Those forestry officers, they need good equipment, they need proper respirators, boots, etc. So, you know, the public should really come together to give whatever assistance possible to make sure that the members of the forestry department have the support they need, because they have a very challenging job at this time.
That was Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.